our Lord and the seventh Sunday of Easter. To that end, we begin with the Ascension event, the scripture lesson, the 40th day of Easter, which we celebrated May 29th, from the book of Acts. Luke writes, "In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You heard from me.' For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and face the cross as we sing the opening. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
But with you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first confess our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Chant the instrument.
Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer.
For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the enemy.
O King of glory, Lord of hosts, uplifted in triumph far above all heavens, leave us not without consolation, but send us the Spirit of truth, whom you promised from the Father. For you live and reign with him and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. Reading for the seventh Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 1. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these, with one accord, were devoting themselves to prayer, together with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers, the company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us, and was allotted his share in the ministry. Now, this man bought a field with the reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of the men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put two forward, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who is also called Justice, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them. And the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 133, whole verse by whole verse responsively.
Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity.
Side of the river, the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, these words are trustworthy and true. And the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place. Behold, I am coming soon, bringing my recompense with me, to repay everyone for what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, that they may enter the city by the gates. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers, and the sexually immoral, and murderers, and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who desires take the water of life without price. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia and verse.
According to St. John, 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me, and love them, even as you love me. Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things
Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
We sing hymn 539. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, we are continuing in the 50 days that lead us from Easter to celebrate Christ's ascension to the day of Pentecost, which we celebrate next week. What is powerful about this time of year, the festival half, especially between Palm Sunday and Pentecost, is this called real time, the real chronology of the life of Christ, exactly as the scriptures describe it. In the ascension account that you read today of Christ's ascension, it's been 40 days from Easter to Ascension Thursday, which we celebrated this week. And then 10 days later, next week, we will celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and everything will be read in the church. We're following exactly the chronology of the life of Christ from Palm Sunday through Holy Week to Easter to Ascension to Pentecost. So our lives revolve around the life of Jesus, not the life of this world. So as we look at Jesus speaking the words of being one in the Father, we do this in the light of Christ's ascension, which we began the service with. That after Jesus gave convincing proofs, showing his hands and side, he ate breakfast with them, walked along the shore, walked along the street, gave proof that he was truly risen from the dead, told them to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit, which is Pentecost next week. And then when he told them, it's not for you to know the times or seasons of the end times, you be my witnesses, teach all nations in the power of the Holy Spirit to the ends of the earth. And then it happened. He suddenly was lifted up before their very eyes, ascended into the clouds with the angels beside him, and they keep staring, and the angels say, this Jesus who was taken from you up into heaven will come back in the same way you saw him go. Now you go proclaim the gospel to all nations. The significance of the ascension of Christ is this. Christ ascended to the right hand of God, but he fills the whole universe with his presence. So wherever people gather around, the word preached and taught, water and word in baptism, the word of absolution, and his body and blood in the Holy Supper, there he is present, not absent. The doctrine of the Lord's Supper is called the real presence. Christ can give us his body and blood in the sacrament because he fills the entire universe with his presence. And so in that understanding of Christ, who will come in glory, and even now is our intercessor before the Father, that's how we understand these words of Jesus in the Gospel of John, how we understand the picture of heaven in Revelation, and what the early church was like in Acts chapter 1. In the view of Christ's ascension, as we soon celebrate Pentecost next Sunday, we first look at John and John chapter 17, so that we may believe that the Father sent Jesus, which you just confessed in the Nicene Creed. Christ has ascended, and the Holy Spirit has brought the word of the Father to us through Jesus. We believe in Jesus, in the mystery of the Godhead. Jesus, the Father, and he are one along with the Holy Spirit. The mystery of the Holy Trinity. The mystery of the communication of attributes that Jesus is true God and true man in one person. His word has come from the righteous Father to us. The unbelieving world doesn't want it. The devil, our sinful flesh, and the unbelieving world turns away from God. But Jesus is saying, because the Father has sent me to you, Jesus who is deity and humanity in one person, the Father has sent me to you to show you the glory I had before the foundation of the world. You see, Jesus has always been the Son of God in eternity, long before he was the Son of Mary in this world. His name, along with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that triune name, is holy and righteous. His love has come from God in heaven to us here on earth in His incarnation. Jesus took on our human flesh, so we believe that the Father has sent Jesus in the flesh. Be comforted, because Jesus shares our flesh and blood. He understands your woes and your joys. He understands your afflictions, and He understands the things that cause you to rejoice. He understands pain and exultation. He understands hunger and thirst, and what it means to drink of water and be quenched. Our Lord Jesus Christ understands our lives because the Father sent Jesus in His holy incarnation. Rejoice, the Father has sent Jesus to you. Then Jesus says, Father, show them our glory. The glory I had for the foundation of the world. Jesus gave us a glimpse of that glory in Revelation 22 today, the last chapter in the Bible. Here we get a picture and a window into the glory of God in heaven in the eternal kingdom called paradise. Jesus gives you the glimpse of His glory. In heaven, we drink from the water of life. When we are thirsty, we drink, and we are never thirsty again. The water is bright as crystal. It's flowing from the throne. We drink the water of life without price. It's given to us in Christ. There is the throne of God, and there is seated also the Lamb, Jesus, both on the throne. And there it is, the tree of life for the healing of the nations. There's three trees you must know. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil in Eden, the tree of the cross, and the tree of life. Because Adam and Eve ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, sin and death and wickedness has come into the world. But through the tree of the cross, where Christ was crucified for our redemption and gives us in His body and blood the true food for our souls, we can now come to the tree of life in heaven. The three trees, from the knowledge of good and evil, through the tree of the cross, to the tree of life, where we eat for the healing of the nations. That is there in the glory of heaven. Jesus says, you will see my face and you will have my name on your foreheads. That is a beautiful description of baptism. When we are baptized, the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is etched to our foreheads through water and word. And the Lord God is our light. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and end. He's the eternal Son of God, but He says, I am the root and descendant of David. He is true man from the royal line of David. And the phrase, He is the bright morning star. What a beautiful imagery. The bright morning star shining in the darkness is Jesus. And the holy city, the streets there, and the gates, clear as crystal as well. The redeemed will walk there, their robes made white in the blood of the Lamb. Christ died for you, and His holy blood washes away your sins and clothes you in white robes. We know who God the Father is through His Son Jesus and His incarnation. Here Jesus reveals to us His glory in the gates of heaven. And lastly, He wants us to know the Father shows His love to us as we abide in the Holy Christian Church. As we await that glory, we hear what Luke wrote today about the Holy Christian Apostolic Church. Jesus is the cornerstone, and the foundation is the Old Testament prophets and the New Testament apostles. Now, Christ, after His ascension and before the day of Pentecost, had 120 closest associates among His disciples. And we need to remember who these people are. You've got Peter, John, and James. And then you have Andrew and Philip and Thomas. Then you've got Bartholomew. You've got Matthew and James. Then you have Simon the Zealot. And then Judas, the son of James. And Judas Iscariot had hanged himself. So now there were only 11. But there also were all the women, like Johanna, Salome, and Mary Magdalene. There is his mother Mary, Mary the mother of our Lord, and Jesus' brothers. All of them together, the beginnings of the very early Christian church, even before the day of Pentecost, are gathered there, and they recognize, now that Judas is dead, we must replace him. There were 12 tribes, Jacob. There are 12 apostles of the Lamb. And so they must replace Judas's spot. And the Holy Spirit guides the casting of lots to Matthias. Matthias now becomes the new 12th apostle. But the point of this is this. In the Holy Christian Church, we bear witness to what Matthias bore witness to and what the apostles bore witness to is the life of Christ. All of it recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthias had been there at Jesus' baptism. He saw the entire 3-year ministry of the Lord Jesus when Jesus went in and out among the villages. He heard Jesus' teaching. He saw Jesus' miracles. He also was a witness of the resurrection and was there also at our Lord's ascension. As he now joins the 12, this is what the New Testament presents to us today in the Holy Christian Church. We are the ones now who bear witness to the life of Christ as we teach the gospel to all nations, to your children, to your grandchildren, to your neighbors, to all whom you know, because the love of Christ, which has given us a glimpse of his glory in heaven, which assures us that we are one with the Father through the incarnation, has now placed you in the Holy Christian Church. Look at yourself as another person to bear witness to the whole life of Christ. Whether you do this as a Sunday school teacher or a computer programmer or a truck driver, you bear witness to Christ wherever you go by sharing his word with others. So my friends, in conclusion, we indeed are justified by grace for Christ's sake. Indeed, our robes have been washed white. Indeed, we have the right to eat from the tree of life. We will be into the gates of heaven as the bride of Christ, and we remain in word and sacrament till he comes and join the church saying, Amen, come Lord Jesus, as he says, surely I am coming soon. You know, when we say, come, Lord Jesus, in the common table prayer, did you know there are 3 aspects to that? We are saying, come, Lord Jesus, be our guest at our supper table. Come, Lord Jesus, be here at this table, the table of Holy Communion. Come, Lord Jesus, and take us to the banquet and feast in heaven. All of that is wrapped up when we pray, come, Lord Jesus. So the next time you pray that, at your table, remember, come be with us at our supper table, come be here at this altar, and come, Lord Jesus, to take us to the feast in heaven. Jesus said, I will make them one, Father, in the love that we have. We are one with the Father and the Son and with each other. Therefore, we treat each other with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, forgiveness, compassion. We work with one another and help one another because we are one in the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Rejoice as we come to Pentecost next week. You were in the Holy Christian Church because of the incarnation of Christ, because you've been given a glimpse of heaven in Revelation, and you are among those counted in the Holy Christian Church, that we may be one as the Father and Son is one and dwells in us. God grant that oneness to us all. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. We stand for the prayer of the church. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you desire your church on earth to proclaim the gospel of Christ in unity and doctrine, and witness and faithfulness at your holy table. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, you placed us in communities and families and this congregation and nurtured us in the word of your love. Make us faithful teachers of your word to our children and to all whom we meet. Bless Trinity Lutheran Church, Early Childhood, Campus Ministry, International Student Ministry, Sunshine Station this summer, and bless Pastor Roberto Weber and his wife Katie as they serve you in the Dominican Republic. Lord, in your mercy. King of kings, Lord of lords, the nations rage against your holy word, but you promise us peace through the ministry of the gospel. Grant the proclamation of the gospel to all the nations, bring the wars to an end, and bless those who serve in civil government. We thank you for the recent rain, but continue to be with those suffering from disasters of storms. We pray for peace in Syria and Israel, and Palestine and Ukraine. Continue to be with Gabe, Mike, Alex, Calvin, and Eli as they serve in the military. Lord, in your mercy. Give us joy, O Lord, to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. Use our daily vocations and callings to accomplish your purpose for all. This week, be with Ethan Phelps, Cody Hollingsworth, Peter Lemke, Jerry Hughes, Kay Osborne, Adelaide Lee, Kate Stavis, Rebecca Rudlewski, and Mark Woodham as they celebrate their baptism and birthday. Lord, in your mercy. Grant that we can run the course you set for us. According to your good will, give healing to the sick, relief to the suffering, comfort to the grieving, and peace to the dying. Be with those in need of healing and strength, Virginia Schweiger, Eliette Fosterson, Sandy Cole, Linda Lee Kersurik, Ember Ward, Candy Darmody, Betty Timney, Mike Knox, and Fern Stein. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, Heavenly Father, your Son has ascended into heaven and promises to bring his heavenly city to earth in the world to come. Grant that we may come into that holy city, a foretaste of what we receive in this holy supper, the faithful coming into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, please take the attendance pad on either side of the pew, fill it out, and put it in the basket of the narthex as you depart. We now gather the offerings. Thank you.
Page 208, Service of the Sacrament, we stand. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy.
Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, and made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way, also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away.
Oh, Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God,
take mercy on us.
God, and the Lord Jesus, strengthen and preserve you, to the life everlasting, departing.
Amen.
Depart in peace. Amen. Blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. 7, we stand to sing. You with favor and give you peace.
Amen.